What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nerdone podcast with me, your host and friend, hopefully, Nadia Manjuban. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Episode 132? Season 2, I think. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's statistically correct. But no, thank you for being here. It is a beautiful Saturday night. I have to tell you a very funny story. So it's currently load shedding here at in our town, and if you don't know what load shedding is, it's like a power cut, a power outage if you must. And basically, so the power has been out since 8 o'clock and it's currently 9:32, so there's about half an hour left until the power gets back on. And it was so funny because my brother, okay, I'll tell this later in the episode. So I was in Knysna, which is 40 minutes away from George. No, but my brother picked me up from school. It's Saturday, but yeah, from school. And then we went home and then he put the car in the garage. But he didn't think that there was load shedding. So long story short, it was load shedding. And nothing works, so now the car can't get out of the garage. And my mom isn't here. She's at my aunt's house because she was doing something there. So then my mom phones me and she goes, "Can you please ask your brother to pick me up?" And I told her, the car's in the garage. And she was like, "Hi, bro." Like, really? She was like, "Seriously?" And then she was like, "So I must wait here till 10 p.m. And then I didn't say anything because, what must I say? It's not like it's my fault that government or Eskom has decided to cut the power. So my mom is not here at the moment. So I was like, this is a perfect time to record a podcast episode. So yeah, before we get into that, self-check-in moment. I'm going to do a very brief self-check-in moment because this episode is more like a major self-check-in moment. And I'll explain. How are you doing today? I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're taking care of yourself on this Saturday or whenever you're listening to this. And whatever time it is by you, I hope you have an amazing day. And I hope you had an amazing day. Anyway, moving on. So before we get into today's episode, it's so ironic, because that's the right word. So I was watching Heartstopper. And now, look, I was actually trying to pull away from watching it because I know this show is corny, cringe, but it's really good. It's that typical teen, kind of rom-com vibes. You know what I mean? And I knew people would be obsessed with it, but I was like, this looks way too much for me. Not to think that I was better than it, but I just thought I wouldn't like it. So I was like, you know what? I've got nothing to do. Might as well just watch this Heartstopper. It's very light-hearted, but it's light to watch. I didn't want to go into something like Yellow Jackets that I need to really focus. So I watched 2 episodes of Heartstopper. I'm not gonna lie, it's cringy good, and it's corny. It's oh my word, kind of good, but it's good, you know. And it's ironic because this episode is called Heart to Heart. Or a Heart to Heart. I haven't decided at this moment in time, but it's something along those lines. And I watched Heartstopper, so I just thought that was really funny, even though it's not funny at all. But no, guys, I told you somewhere along the lines that I would be doing. It's Mental Health Month. We know that it's May. We're in the middle of May at the moment. We're getting towards the end of May. So I thought, what a perfect time to do a mental health episode for Mental Health Month. You know what I mean? So usually I have something prepared, actually. And I do have something prepared right now, but it's very, I don't know how to describe it though. So, but before we get into that, I wanted to just hang out a little bit. You know, we haven't seen each other since Monday. No, that's not true. That's not true. Since Wednesday. So that's Thursday, Friday, 2 days ago. You know, a lot has happened in the span of 2 days. I'm kidding. Nothing has happened, but I went to Knysna today. I want to say that. And we played a hockey match. We lost. It's fine though. Like, it's fine. It was a good game overall. And then we watched our boys play. Nothing much to report back from that. But we had to travel quite a distance to get there. Sorry. And then we came back only late. And I woke up. Oh, I tell you, this morning was one of the best mornings I've ever had in my life. Or in a while, because usually in the morning I wake up like so tired. I'm like, oh, I have to actually wake up. You gotta force your mind to wake up. But this morning, my mind, or I woke up by myself in a way that's like my mind is ready to face the day, if that makes sense. Because usually it's like, oh, I have to force my mind to be ready. But like, I woke up, automatically, and I felt rested. And I was like, wow. The only reason I didn't want to get out of my bed was because I was really comfortable. That was the only reason, like the only reason. But other than that, I was like, you know what, I'm ready to get up. And it was great. I haven't felt like that in literally years. No, but it's been a good day. Nothing much happened. I said I was gonna do work, didn't do work. I have an oral for Monday. Haven't started that. So much is happening. But you know what, we move, and then yeah. It's a lot. Sorry. Okay. I've got nothing much to report. It's literally been 2 days between us. So why don't we just jump right into this mental health episode? Heart to heart. So it's interesting because I wanted to talk something about gratitude today, but then I was like, I already had a what's the thing now? I already have an episode called Gratitude, so that would be kind of repetitive. And then I was like, okay, I have this app, and these people reached out to me because it was a new app, and they were like, would you like to be a mentor on it? I was like, this is such a cool app. Tell me more about it. They told me more about it. It was like all this, like, whatever. And I was like, this is really cool. I'd love to be a part of it. So as this app was developing, it took like months. And now the app has been out for a couple of months, and I'm a mentor. I don't say top mentor, sorry. I'm a mentor on that app. So basically, it's like having a live. That's literally what it is having a live. So I tried it out for the first time today, and it was all about gratitude, the talk that I had. And it was like 16 minutes, 15 minutes, and it was so weird because I literally did it from a shopping center. My brother went into the shop to buy food, and I was like just sitting in the car. And I was like, you know what? This seems like the perfect time to do a talk. And it is on the Wisdom app. So, and I talked about this whole gratitude. I'll probably do it here as well, just like briefly, and not as in depth as I did over there. But I did a gratitude and all that over there. I'll do it after my little heart-to-heart moment with you guys, and I'll explain the whole thing. So I didn't want to bring that over here because I already did that, and it would feel then again repetitive and like old or boring, if that makes sense. But it's fine. We're here. We're together. That doesn't make sense, but I actually have something I wanted to talk about today. So on today's heart to heart, is basically like it's self-explanatory. We're gonna do a check-in with ourselves. And I know it's like, don't you always do a self-check-in moment? Yes, I do, but that's very much like brief, if that makes sense. But like now we're having a heart to heart. How do we really feel? And I don't want to say being in tune with ourselves, because that sounds so funny, but how just being completely honest with ourselves, even though you might not like what you hear, if that makes sense. So that's why I'm here. I don't want to like spill all my guts to you guys, because obviously I want some for myself and some that I can deal with on my own. But I will share some things that I am willing to share, and things I've been going through that's been very hard, And I would hope and trust that this is a safe space. I like to think that it's a safe space, that we have, that there's no judgment, and it's like warm, if that makes sense. So, I'll go first. Well, we're in this together. So, to be completely honest, I've been struggling. And, you know, we say this term, like, I'm struggling, but genuinely, I'm struggling. And I don't like to talk about myself, you know, and all that, so I'm going to make this kind of quick. The past, it's really hard to identify. Okay, you can say I'm struggling, but what exactly are you struggling with? Is it schoolwork? Is it time management? Is it balancing all your activities? Is it balancing, this is interesting, balancing how you make other people feel or how everyone else feels, even though some things you can't control? Is it balancing, you know, family time or time with friends or whatever it may be? And I think it's really important to identify specifically what you're struggling with so you can kind of deal with that specifically, if that makes sense. Like, I'm also learning here. So for me, definitely been struggling with time management. And it's interesting, in class the other day, we were having this open discussion where my teacher was like, you know, look to the person next to you and tell them, you know, do you have any advice for me or whatever? And then it was like, I asked someone, do you have advice for just for time management? Ooh, that was gross. For time management. And they were like, I don't know. And it's interesting because they would say, like, you say, sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Bless me. Okay, I think I'm done. Okay, it's interesting because they say balance your time. You can say, I have no time for this. I've got so much other things going on. And they say, like, then they say balance your time. And it's like, but I have. But then it's like, you have to prioritize what's important, which is interesting. And so for me, my biggest stressor and what I'm struggling with a lot is time management. Like, I don't make, I guess, enough time for my schoolwork and my homework and study, my academics in general. You know, a lot of time I put into my activities, my sport, my health and fitness or whatever. But then when it comes to my academics, it is very much to the side. And also my sleep is to the side. But genuinely what I think the main denominator here is that I'm struggling with, I feel like I'm just overwhelmed. Have you ever been overwhelmed? And not just like overwhelmed with, you know, emotion or overwhelmed with things to do, but I'm overwhelmed with things in my mind, things in, like, physically, what I need to do emotionally. I'm just overwhelmed. And it's so hard because when you're in that state of being overwhelmed, you don't even know where to begin, like where to start to deal with a certain thing, because there's just so much going on in my head. Like, literally in class, example, I'm literally in a physics class and now I'm thinking about my hockey game tomorrow or the tennis you know, interview I have in a couple of hours. Like, there's so many things happening in my mind that I don't even focus on the main thing at hand, which is my physics class. And it just, like, it's like stress on top of stress on top of stress on top of stress, more and more stress getting built up. And you know what? I'm struggling. And it's really hard to kind of move forward or feel like you're doing better, if that makes sense, when there's just so much happening all at once. And I think it was time, because, you know, that term, fake till you make it, you know, I have been, like, thinking, like, no, I'm fine, like, I'm fine, like nothing is wrong. I have everything under control, you know, but I feel like at the back of my mind or like inside, I know that I'm dying and I'm struggling. There's just so much happening. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. And to be honest, I don't know what to do. I'm in that state of like, I don't know what to do. And I'm so confused on what to do because I, quite frankly, cannot carry on like this. And it's really hard when you see, obviously, I don't recommend comparing yourself to other people, but let's be honest, we do. Seeing other people and it looks like their life is so organized and in place, like you, they'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna study from 3 to 4:30, then I do this, and it's like, I wish I have, I guess I have a schedule. It's a very organized schedule, but the schedule is packed full of things, which is the challenging aspect of that. But I just wanted to come on and have a heart-to-heart. And if you're like me and you're struggling too, you know what? It's okay. And I'll explain now. It's okay. You know, it happens. You're not alone in this fight. Whatever, in whatever. And it's like interesting, in whatever phase you are in your life, it is okay. And it's going to be okay. And me as a 17-year-old trying to make it through high school, maybe you as a 23-year-old going through college, university, or varsity, or you're a full-on adult and you're persevering through your job. You know what I mean? It's, I think there's this like, it's not delusional, actually. I'm just thinking of Charlie Rocket, delusional optimism of the thought of saying it's going to be okay. And I think that reoccurring thought is what keeps me going, if that makes sense. You know, like, I could be struggling, like, I'm having a really tough time right now, and for me, what gets me through that, what gets me through that is the thought of it's going to be okay. And I wanted to point something out, is that, you know, we are all going to struggle at some point in our lives. We are going to struggle. There's no doubt about that. There's no point in, you know, neglecting that thought. It's going to happen. And I think it's important not to, there's a word, but I can't think of the word now, not to neglect it or trying to push it away, suppress that thought of like, I'm not going to struggle. I think what's more healthier is to work, learning how to work with that struggle and through that struggle effectively. You know what I mean? Like, example, I'm at school, lots of work, I'm going through a tough time. You know, setting up schedules, when to do things, prioritizing to do things, and all that. You're still struggling, but at least you're working your way forward through, what, by organizing your little things to do, if that makes sense. And I know it's like, I'm saying that and I don't even do it, but I've got, I do it to a point, let me say that. So basically struggling is my fault, but then again, and I want to get to a point where it's like, what I've learned during these times, and I've been kind of, it's a constant reminder as to remembering to just be kind to yourself and be gentle with yourself. And I know it sounds super cliche, but to be kind to yourself and to be gentle with yourself and to tell yourself you're doing the best you can and that's good enough. Even though, and it's interesting for me because, you know, I could be literally half dying and no one knows it. And people would assume that I'm not doing my best, but I am. And this is, it's just like a weird, like, contrast type of thing. Like, and I always think about the book, The Four Agreements. The last chapter is like, always do your best. And your best changes. You know what I mean? So through this lesson, wait, no, through this struggling, what I've learned is to be kind, patient, and gentle with yourself, because you are doing your best. And I think it's always important to remember that, to do your best. You know, nothing more, nothing less, just your best. You know? And your best might look different from day to day, and that's completely fine. You know, but just like remind yourself, because I sort of find myself when I'm struggling, as I am, it's like I always, in a weird way, punish myself. And it's like, oh, like, why are you struggling? You should have everything under control. You should be organized. You should be like this person whose life is literally together, you know? And that constant, like, punishing and reprimanding myself is not helping. Let's be honest, it does not help. So to be kind to yourself and be like, you're doing well. Like, you're doing well for, you're doing well. Like, in the situation you're in, you're doing well, you're doing good. Just keep going. And, like, motivating myself and reminding myself to be kind to myself. Like, you're okay. Like, I'm fine. If that makes sense. And it does help, because it kind of takes that pressure off yourself, if that makes sense. Because now you telling yourself, it's okay. You know, be calm. Keep calm. You're fine. You're doing good. You're doing well. And remind yourself, you know, I'm doing okay. And then you kind of take a breather, and you're all of a sudden, you're fine for a moment. And if you can be okay with yourself, then why should anyone else matter? Then no one else would, like, if you're okay within yourself and you're doing well and, you know, going through your whole process, then why should anyone else matter? You know, so that's my heart-to-heart for this month. And that's my advice if you're going through the same thing. If you're struggling, if you're going through a very tough time, depending on the situation, don't punish yourself for, you know, feeling what you're feeling or doing what you're doing. Just tell yourself, you know what, you're fine. You're okay. And be kind and gentle yourself, because you'd be amazed at how much just saying those words do. It's like an unconscious like effect that you don't even know, but it does happen. And that comes back to, like, positive self-talk. And I've been really, like, practicing positive self-talk and trying to do less negative self-talk, if that makes sense. You know, and it does wonders. I'm telling you, it does wonders. That's actually insane. So that's my heart-to-heart. You know, I laid it all out there on the table. Even though I'm here doing this podcast and I'm literally dying inside, there's just so much in my mind and I'm struggling, I'm just happy to be here with you guys. So my advice is, in times like these, if you're going through something but you don't know what's happening, like, so I felt like there's something happening in me. I was like, something's not right. And it's like a feeling kind of thing. Well, for me, it was like, something's not right and it needs to be addressed, you know? And usually I addressed it via my journal, but I'll tell you my journal story right now. So I didn't have my journal. So now it's just been like this bottled up, like, unspoken truth that needs to be said. Not necessarily to someone, but to myself. If that makes sense, via my journal, obviously. So I had this weird, uncomfortable feeling and all that. So to be able to kind of voice it and say, look, I'm struggling. Is that my cousin? Oh, what's the time? To say, oh, look, I'm struggling. I'm going through a rough time. I'm not okay. You know, a lot. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed, I'm anxious. And to kind of be honest completely and let, it's so strange how even, well, I've done this, you kind of, I put, you know, walls and guards up for myself, where it's like, I don't want to be completely honest with myself because I'm scared of what that is and what that would, like, mean for me, if that makes sense. It sounds stupid, but you kind of put, like, walls up against yourself because you don't want to be fully transparent to yourself, which is, like, what? It's literally you. And I'm not, like, judging anyone. I'm saying this about myself because I have done this so many times where it's like, nah, that would be so weird to say, even though it's to myself, you know? So I forgot where I was going with that, but I really do encourage you to take a moment, whenever that is, and take a really deep, deep check in and be like, how am I feeling right now? Like, sort of like, don't make it very, like, robotic or scientific and, like, how am I feeling right now? Have a full evaluation of, you know, what is happening right now and how do I feel about it? And kind of just work through that process of, you know, working with it. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not a quick fix. This whole thing I've been, like, neglecting because you want to have everything under control. You want to be okay. You want to be fine and, like, stable, steady, or whatever, but it's hard to... Wait. I was watching something. What was I watching? Someone said something like... Oh, I was watching Yellow Jackets yesterday, and the guy, Adam, he said a very interesting quote. This is so off-topic, but I'm gonna say it. He said a very interesting quote. He said, we are who we pretend to be. So we must be careful of who we pretend to be. Which is very interesting to me. Anyway, I don't know if that's relevant in this situation, but I really love that quote. It's so funny. Okay, wait. The guy who plays Adam in Yellow Jackets is literally Mr. Mixes Pitalik from Supergirl season 2. No, yeah, season 2. Yeah, it's Mixes Pitalik from season 2, which I thought was hilarious, but he looks really good. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, moving on. So I got a bit distracted there. No, but truly take some time somewhere and make, like, you do not have to tell anyone about this moment you're taking. It's something for you and it's about you, you know, and be honest with yourself and let all those guards and walls fall down and all those barriers fall down and just, like, be fully transparent. I can't say the word transparent. I said transparent. And fully be transparent with yourself and be like, how am I feeling? What's happening right now? And for me, it's like, I'm struggling. I'm not doing well. I'm literally crawling through days, barely making it through. But my advice, and if you're going through a great time, good for you. Like, truly, be proud of yourself if you're doing well. Be proud. There's nothing wrong in having pride in yourself and how far you've come. And if that's the case, I'm really happy for you. And you should celebrate that. You know what I mean? There's nothing to be, like... Obviously, you don't have to, like, rub it in people's faces. Like, that's not what I mean. But, like, if you've achieved something... Not necessarily achieved, but if you have that transparency with yourself and be like, I'm doing really well, I'm really happy about that. You know what? Hats off to you. I'm also proud of you. And obviously, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's happening in your life, your circumstances, your situation. But in whatever, is happening, I am proud and I'm happy for you. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Then again, my advice is just be kind, gentle, and there was another word, and patient with yourself. Then again, you know, just be kind to yourself. That's all I can say, is just to be kind to yourself, you know, and it sounds so simple, but it's truly really hard. Give yourself some leeway, be like, oops, you know what, it's fine. I should probably tell my brother that my mom, yeah, that's fine. So that's that. Then again, this episode is always inspired by the wonderful I Don't Mind, founded by my husband, Chris Wood, and my wife, who's also his wife, my hero, Melissa Benoist. When else have I said that name? I miss her so much. Serious note. I don't mind. I'm so grateful for that page. Let me put on my daughter. And maybe I can find you guys a beautiful quote to finish this episode off. How wonderful. What was I going to say? I Don't Mind has truly been life-changing. I highly recommend. Let me recommend you guys some things. I Don't Mind. It's Paige. Jay Shetty. We know Mr. Jay Shetty. Absolute legend. I also listen to Mindset Mentor a lot and Self-Improvement Daily podcast, which I think have been really beneficial and helpful for me to become more mindful. The gratitude thing. I'll say that now. Almost forgot. And all that. So truly, I don't mind. Forever grateful for you guys. Christopher, that's his name. Chris Wood. Yeah, I don't think they realize how much impact they have on people, and I am forever thankful for that. Anyway, my gratitude story. Okay, so, where must I be? Where to begin? So, I watched this interview with Jay Shetty on The Ellen Show, on Ellen's final, 19th and final season. And it's Mental Health Month, so she brought on Jay, and I was like, cool. And I've watched this a couple of times, because really, really nice interview, and I can't remember that it was an audience member who asked Jay a question. And then he was like, something along the lines of, the most important times of the day is like from the moment you wake up, or what you say from the moment you wake up, and what you say to yourself, the moment before you go to bed. Like, those are the two most important times or whatever. And I was like, interesting. And then he said something like, you know what? You wake up in the morning and you already start the morning with a, ugh, it's morning. It already sets the tone of what the day is going to be like. It's going to be an ugh day. Or what your tone of the day is going to be like. It's going to be like a, ugh, oh my word. Kind of like a sulky, complaining kind of day. And all that jazz. And I was like, yeah, that's very true. And then he was like, but let's like shift that. Let's change that. Instead of waking up in the morning and being like, ugh, how about we wake up in the morning and choose something like gratitude, or choose love, or choose kindness, you know, something like that. And I was like, that's interesting. So I was like, okay, you know what, let me give this a try and see if how I will react to it. So I woke up, and obviously the moment you wake up, you're not going to think, I'm going to choose kindness. It's like not that instantaneous, if that's the right word. So I woke up, you know, did my morning routine things. It was a school day. And then I went outside to take out the trash. And then I looked outside and I was like, it is such a beautiful day today. Like, I am so lucky to be here. It was a really beautiful morning, and I was like, wow. And then I remembered, oh my word, Jay Shetty's interview. And then I was like, So I didn't think too much about it. So I was like, it's beautiful. So I chose gratitude that morning. And I was like, oh, I choose gratitude today. And I said a couple of things to Mother Nature. I was like, I'm grateful for this beautiful day. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for the family, my family. I'm grateful for the food that I was able to consume. And I'm just grateful to be here, to be healthy and, you know, alive, and to have woken up today. And I said a lot of things I was grateful for and thankful for. And I'm not gonna lie, I felt pretty good. It was a really beautiful morning, I'm not gonna lie. I walked inside, carried on my morning routine, da da da. And then I went to into the car with a good mood. It was weird because it was strange because like you're grateful and you not instant, but you all of a sudden feel good to be here, and it's like I'm so lucky to be here. You know what I mean? And I must say, everyone's situation and circumstance is different. I want to just acknowledge that because not everyone has the luxury, I guess, of having a roof over their head, of having food. So then again, I'm super grateful for everything that I have. You know what I mean? Anyway, moving forward, went to school, we had an assembly, and our deputy headmaster had a speech. And you know, he doesn't have speeches that often. So it was like a, oh, this is different. And his speech was literally called Thank You. And he asked the question of like, who today has said thank you? And I put up my hand like me, so I've said thank you today. And he was like, oh, I did not expect that. I was like, ouch. No, but that's not why. And he had this whole speech about thank you, saying thank you, being grateful, being thankful, you know what I mean? And that we don't say thank you enough. And I was like, wow. And it was strange to me because it was kind of coincidental because I chose gratitude this morning. And he had a whole speech about being grateful and being thankful. And I was like, whoa, the stars have aligned. This is like such a weird, thing. And it was a weird coincidence. And I was like, this must mean something. And I was like, whoa. Like the stars have really like aligned. The fact that I chose gratitude and there was a home. Like if I chose love that morning and he had a gratitude, that would not make sense. But actually, it would. The fact that it was the same, which is interesting. And it's so fascinating to me how what you say affects you. And especially in the morning where your mind is so, I think, what is the term? I don't even know. There's like in like the states of consciousness, like delta, theta, or whatever. And I think the moment you wake up is when your mind is mostly like, I don't know. I don't know the science of these things. But we usually tend to our devices first and we feed our minds with all this media and it's like overconsumption and whatever. But I don't wake up, my phone is literally never with me. So I don't check my phone that often. So I think that when your mind, I think I'm just gonna say the when your mind is most vulnerable, if but not in a bad way, like, and so to be able to choose something mindful like gratitude, and that being one of the first things you think of, it really does have an effect. And I must say, it's not like an I've said this instantaneous effect or like life changing. It's just like the little things. And for a moment, it's this sounds so stupid. For a moment, you just start to look around and you kind of, think like how crazy it is and how lucky you are to be here. Then again, everyone's situation and circumstances are different. So maybe someone does not have the luxury to say, I'm lucky or I'm happy to be on this planet because they might be going through a tough time, and that's what I mean, or might have a very complicated situation, and that's why I'm saying everyone's circumstance situation different, and I have to respect that. But in my case, you tend to look around and it's like a thing of like, whoa. And I'm gonna bring, oh my word, I'm so happy I thought it was now. So we were coming right from Knysna, and it was a beautiful like scenic drive back, and you like, oh my word. Let me just like take a moment. And we were driving, obviously. And as we're driving, so we were approaching. In my town, we have this beautiful mountain range called the Otjiniko Mountains. And then, there's some mountain ranges in the distance surrounding and all that. So we were driving into wilderness. at like five, no, I'm lying, six-ish, 5 to 6. And that's like when the sun has like really set and the colors in the sky are insane. And we were approaching like the end-ish of wilderness. And I look around and never in my life have I seen the sea look so beautiful. Like it was unreal. I think I wrote it here. Let me actually check in my notes. Oh my word, I have way too many notes. Oh, yeah. Okay, I wrote here. The earth slash world is so big. Driving past wilderness and seeing the mountains. In awe, unreal. A moment of like, how am I here and how am I so blessed? Okay, so what I mean is that we were driving, and obviously, and we, wilderness is like a beach type of thing, and the water was so blue, and it literally looked, it didn't look real, like. It didn't look real. I can't even put it into words. Then again, I'm in awe, and I'm saying it, the world, you're looking across the ocean, and it's like the sea, and then in like towards the horizon, there's like nothing. So, and when I was looking there, I was like thinking, the world, the earth is so big. Like, obviously we know that, but like in my mind, I was like, whoa, it's actually massive. And it was un and it was like the mountains, the ocean, the colors, the pa like the palette of the colors. It was like pastel pink, teal, orange. It was like next level stuff, and obviously blue. And there was this mist over the ocean, obviously evaporation, and it was like an icing on the cake. And I was like, it was literally unreal, and it was like I was in awe, and I was like, how am I here? And I was thinking like how blessed and how lucky I am to be in such a beautiful place. And I wrote in my journal the other day that literally George is the most beautiful place in the world. That's what I said. And it's crazy how this town looks in the afternoons. It's actually insane. We have like beautiful mountain ranges. It's amazing. But speaking of my journal update, my journal is finished. Yeah, my journal's finished. I am currently journalless. Well, not really. Technically, I have like 2 pages left of my journal, but I write a lot of my journal, and to not have one is really frustrating. And I don't know what to do. I don't have money to purchase another one. Oh my word, I don't know what to do. I don't, what to, no, that's not the right song. No, but genuinely, it's tough. It's rough out here. I need to, speak my feelings. Not speak, write them down. So this is really tough. It's really tough. And yeah. So that's that. That's going great. But yeah, other than that, I'm really happy to have recorded an episode for you guys today. To be completely honest, I didn't think I was going to because I thought I'd be way too tired from the hockey game. But I was like, you know what? Let's do it. We're on the road to 200 episodes, and that won't come easy. I will need hard work, determination, and commitment. You know what I mean? So we're in episode 132 and we're making it happen. I'm telling you, June, my birthday month, is going to be an eventful month and a half, and I'm so excited. Except for the exams part, but other than that, I'm happy. And I was like, I want to get my learner's license before my birthday. Excuse me, before my birthday. Yeah. So I've been studying like crazy. It's really tough because it's so specific. These like rules, whatever, and you kind of notice them on the road. People do not obey the rules of the road. Like, there's a literal manual called Rules of the Road, and people are out here disobeying them, and I'm like, hello? They're there for a reason, but you know what? At this point, ATB. No, that was stupid. So, I've been taking tests after test, pass, fail, pass, fail. It's just so much to remember. I don't know how they expect people to remember these things. It's actually insane. But I realize, oh my word, nice. My flash is so bright. I realized that there's some things that I dedicated my time to way too much that I did not need to. Like things of like, you know, the sign of a beach. Like I don't, and I have to constantly constantly remind myself that it's multiple choice. It's not like they're gonna ask me, what is the name of the sign? You have to say the exact name. They'll give you like multiple choice, or they have to tell you what is the function of this, and you have to give a whole 3-mark explanation. No, it's literally multiple choice, which does give me a bit of ease and, you know, calm, but still, it's kind of stressful. And I'm so scared I fail. Like, I took 4 tests today and I passed like 2 of them. Or one. But it's a lot of content and like very specific things you need to remember, which is the tough part. But I want to get my learners before my birthday. And I want my mom to teach me how to drive. But I swear my mom has no faith in me. Actually, I want my brother to teach me. I feel like my mom has no faith in me. She literally probably refused for, and I would lose my mind if she drove or sat next to me when she drove. She's like, ah, don't do that. Ah. But I, okay, wait. What was that thing someone said? A bad, wait, no. Let me find it for you. But I feel like it would be really nice just for the story, for a good story to be like, oh, my mom did this when I was driving. And then I drove into a trash can. No, but I actually screenshotted something and I wanted it. Then I thought the worst that can happen is a good story. And I say that a lot when something happens and I might potentially, you know, suffer from it or die. It's a good story. It doesn't matter though, it's a good story. And if I make it though, if I make it out the other end, obviously. It's a good story. Yeah. Oh, look at me go. You know, life isn't too bad, guys. It's rough, but there are some times. Oh, I have to do this. Anyway, this is becoming just a random silence. But thank you for listening today. It's been great. It's been fun. I have to notify my brother that he needs to go pick up my mother. So that's what I'm going to do now. No, that's what I'm going to do right now. And yeah. So, that being said, friends, no. Family. It's been real, as it always is here on the Never Alone podcast. You know what? Okay, I'm gonna say this really briefly, but oh my word, let me actually write this down because this is something I'm gonna talk about literally at the end of the year, so it has no relevance right now. Okay, wait, let me write this down. Okay, this is really awkward science. I'm gonna sing a song. Wait, We don't talk about Bruno. No. Wait. Okay. So this is actually so embarrassing, but I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm only gonna talk about it like at the end of the year, as I said. I was listening to my past episodes, and this is so embarrassing for me to say. And it just shows you how influenced I was at the time of wanting to, like, fit in, if that makes sense. So I was listening to my previous episodes, earlier episodes, like early, just these, like, because sometimes, look, I say things in episodes and then I don't follow up on them. So I sometimes try to find things I say just to pick them out and, use them or whatever. And then, oh, it's so, I don't even like listening to myself. It makes me cringe so hard. Is I was trying so hard to have an American accent because I primarily thought that podcasts were just like Americans and it was like an American thing, so I had to speak in like a have an what does the Zendaya say, have an American did she say, wait, flunk, it's not fluctuations. I actually want to get this right. Ooh. Zendaya said it when she was like in. Ooh. No, what is it now? Like, literally, Zendaya said it in an interview with Tom, which says she had like British. I don't know. I'm not like an intellect like that, but there's like a an American like zing. I don't know how to explain it at the end of what I say. So for an example, I would say like this is what I would sound like, and it makes me so cringe so hard because I'm like, I'm trying so hard to have an American accent to reach a broader audience, if that makes sense. And I'd be like, hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Selena Maniva, and thank you. And it's not even that. It's just the way I spoke. I could, like, in the moment, obviously, I didn't, like, realize that I was not being fully myself. But it's like, I was trying so hard to not be me. And then I realized, why am I saying, because it, you know how I knew? Because to say the word podcast took such mental, like, focus and concentration to not mess that up. And I was like, why am I focusing so hard to say podcast? And naturally, without even thinking, it comes out through my mouth like podcast. That's how it comes out naturally without me thinking. So why must I put more mental energy into saying podcast? Not hating against the American accent or American culture. It's just that it's not me. And I realized that, only way later. And I was like, why am I like doing that? And there's so many episodes, I'm like, oh my word, what am I doing? Yeah. But you know what? We go through those phases. How old was I then? I was 15, was I not? It happens. No, I wasn't 15. I was 16. Yeah. What? I don't know. I think I was 16 at that point. But yeah. So I'm gonna do the countdown to my birthday only in June. Period. Not now, though. But yeah, moving on. I love you all. And if you've made it thus far, you're a real one. You already know. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this time with me. And thank you for hearing me and listening. I think that's important. If you weren't, okay. That's weird. But then nonetheless, thank you. The fact that you clicked on this episode show that you showed some care or interest. But yeah. I love you all. I appreciate you more than you know. And I'll see you on Monday. Monday, I want to do a not so late show. I haven't done that in a while, but I don't do that on Mondays. We have to do like a what's news kind of vibe because it's like the beginning of the week. Yeah. No, but I'm not washing dishes on Monday. Anyway, that's Monday's problem. I love you all. And I will see you on the next one. Bye.